Canola and sunflowers are two crops still going in the ground in North Dakota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more.
Planting conditions have been dry up until this point, but the recent rain will be a positive moving forward. Crop Plan product manager Mark Tornell, who is based at Garrison, North Dakota, says uniformity will be the number one challenge in canola.
You know, the other piece is that it seems like the rain, in particular this year, has been extra patchy. I mean, it's like even in short distances of 2 miles to be looking reasonably well to really bad. And so that uniformity, I know, is going to, you know, create challenge when it comes towards the harvest management and so forth. I think it's going to be important to watch for flea beetles and make sure we're watching those fields, because it can go from looking just fine, you can start rowing it, to gone in very short order.
As the planting season starts to wrap up, Tornell says sunflowers are still an option that can handle dry conditions and a later planting date.
The one thing I'd really challenge people to think about when it comes to sunflowers is when it's the dry side, they're kind of known, you know, as a historically, they got the big root system and that, but also they can really take advantage of if the weather turns around and we do start getting more rains, because I mean, even this last couple of weeks it picked up some, but if that back end of that season starts helping out and give us some opportunity, sunflowers can really go up there and yield quite well.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River.